So welcome, everyone. Tonight we'll be doing a guided meditation, and we have two new people, so we'll be doing the shamatha meditation to begin with, which is our fundamental basic meditation practice. And then we'll be sitting during that first 20 minutes or so, and I might add some other commentary at some point in terms of guided meditation. And we'll have a 10-minute walk, probably like 20 of 8, something like that. And then we'll have another sitting period, and I'll introduce Tonglin practice. So if you're new, you can participate, listen, practice it with us, or you can just continue with shamatha. So you decide. And then at 8:30, we'll have a discussion. So we'll make a circle, and people have a chance to ask any questions and share their own understanding. So we're going to begin tonight with a recitation of what's called the root text of the 7 points of training the mind. And this is a text we've been working with called Lojong, or mind training. And the way we're just going to chant through this, and it's a reminder to all of us of these slogans that we have been studying. So we will begin. Grant your blessings so that my mind may be one with the Dharma. Grant your blessings so that Dharma may progress along the path. Grant your blessings so that the path may clarify confusion. Grant your blessings so that confusion may dawn as wisdom. The root text of the 7 points of training the mind. First, train in the preliminaries. Regard all dharmas as dreams. Examine the nature of unborn awareness. Self-liberate even the antidote. Rest in the nature of alaya, the essence. In post-meditation, be a child of illusion. Sending and taking should be practiced alternately. These two should ride the breath. Three objects, three poisons, and three seeds of virtue. In all activities, train with slogans. Begin the sequence ascending and taking with yourself. When the world is filled with evil, transform all mishaps into the path of Bodhi. Drive all blames into one. Be grateful to everyone. Seeing confusion as the four kayas is unsurpassable shunyata protection. Four practices are the best of methods. Whatever you meet unexpectedly, join with meditation. Practice the five strengths, the condensed heart instructions. The Mahayana instruction for ejection of consciousness at death is the five strengths. How you conduct yourself is important. All Dharma agrees at one point. Of the two witnesses, hold the principal one. Always maintain only a joyful mind. If you can practice even when distracted, you are well trained. Always abide by the three basic principles. Change your attitude, but remain natural. Don't talk about injured limbs. Don't ponder others. Work with the greatest defilements first. Abandon any hope of fruition. Abandon poisonous food. Don't be so predictable. Don't malign others. Don't wait in ambush. Don't bring things to a painful point. Don't transfer the ox's load to the cow. Don't try to be the fastest. Don't act with a twist. Don't make gods into demons. Don't seek others' pain as the limbs of your own happiness. All activities should be done with one intention. Correct all wrongs with one intention. Two activities, one at the beginning, one at the end. Whichever of the two occurs, be patient. Observe these two even at the risk of your life. Train in the three difficulties. Take on the three principal causes. Pay heed that the three never wane. Keep the three inseparable. Train without bias in all areas. It is crucial always to do this pervasively and wholeheartedly. Always meditate on whatever provokes resentment. Don't be swayed by external circumstances. This time, practice the main points. Don't misinterpret. Don't vacillate. Train wholeheartedly. Liberate yourself by examining and analyzing. Don't wallow in self-pity. Don't be jealous. Don't be frivolous. Don't expect applause. This practice is called shamatha in Sanskrit. Peaceful abiding is one translation. And the technique has three parts. The first one has to do with body or posture. And that is basically the most simple way to describe it is sitting upright. So more parts to that are actually 6 points of posture, that you take a good seat, that your legs are crossed in front of you if you're on the floor, or parallel on the floor if you're in a chair, that your back is straight as much as you're able to maintain that with natural curves. Your hands rest on your thighs at a comfortable place. The chin is slightly tucked in, which doesn't mean the head tilts down, but it's as if there were a string going through your body and there's a sense of an alignment of your spine. So the head is upright on the top of your spine. The eyes are open, and You're looking down to the ground about 4 to 6 feet in front. So the eyes are unfocused, not particularly looking at anything, but open. The mouth is relaxed, The jaw is slightly open. And any time in your practice, if your mind wanders too much, you can come back to the posture and the review of sitting where you are on the cushion. It's like sitting on the earth so that you're grounded on the earth. And it's like coming back to the strength of a mountain that's so present and just there. So point one is posture. Point two is working with breath. And breath is the object of meditation in this particular teaching. The breath comes in naturally. And in this technique, we particularly pay attention to the out-breath and letting go on the out-breath. So there's a sense of just letting go and letting there be a space or dissolve. After the breath goes out, there's a natural gap before we take a new breath. So the emphasis in this practice is to, you could say, hold to the breath, or pay attention to the breath, or just be the breath, in fact. As the you dissolves, it's doing something, the breath is just breathing you. So the second point is working with the object of meditation. In this case, it's the breath. The third point has to do with thoughts or mind. And thoughts just arise. They come and they go. And there's no intention to try to stop them. They're just coming and going. But they're not carrying us away. When a thought arises and you notice, you just can notice and say to yourself, thinking, and go back to the breath, go back to the out-breath. And there's also a sense of equanimity. No matter what arises, if it's emotional upheavals or lots of thoughts or very heavy dullness or a lot of activity in your mind, whatever happens when you realize you're not meditating or not paying attention to the technique and returning to the breath, as soon as you notice that, actually, you're already back. So there's a definite notice, and then you, in a way, you recommit to your practice every time. So it's body, posture upright, breath, focal point, focus of meditation, mind or thoughts, which just arise. And again, I'll say we're not trying to suppress the thoughts or try to have a good meditation, which means no thinking. That's not the point at all. So it's up to all of us to discover what the point is. So now we'll just practice that for a bit. walking meditation.